Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
My question is based around something that you touched on earlier, Ian, and it's regarding your 401k and kind of what you choose to invest in. As I read Money Master the Game, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people that's reading it as well, we come across this, I would guess for my 401k, I ended up doing a self-directed brokerage link account. Right within that account, it only allows me to invest in mutual funds, which of course have expense ratios, as well as, you know, in a book, it talks about how there may be other fees attached to it or associated with the account. So at this point, I did call Fidelity today, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people who are probably on the same boat. At what point would I opt out of, I guess, the 401k, even with a match from my company, versus going into, I would guess, rolling that over into like a Roth IRA or IRA and starting to put that into index funds?
It's a great question. We got an amazing advisor here. I'm gonna let him lead the fast break and then I'm gonna come back and answer. But Vanguard is a great option to go with because the expense ratios are lower, but I'll let Rashad dance.
So I would say this first, everything is not created equal. And the problem that I have, and all of these guys have great advice as far as like the Dave Ramsey's of the world and Susie Orme and stuff like that. But the problem with anything is that it's hard to give general advice for every single person because everybody's situation is different. And then every single thing is different. So the knock on mutual funds is always that it has fees. That is true. But there's over 10,000 mutual funds. So I don't personally think that all mutual funds are bad. Like we spoke about the Diamond Tech Fund. We spoke about a couple other mutual funds. So A, just because it's a mutual fund, I don't personally, that's just my own personal opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I think that you can still make money in a mutual fund. You look at the Diamond Tech Fund, it's up damn near 17% for the last 10 years, including fees, annually including fees. So, I mean, you got to kind of look at that like that. But Yeah, the index fund. So you're saying the 401k, it doesn't allow you to invest in anything but mutual funds?
Yeah, they don't let you automate through TD, only mutual funds. They don't let you do ETFs or indexes.
Yeah, well, the thing with the 401k is that that's something that you got to consider with the 401k is that it's restrictive, right? So the 401k is, they're going to give you options of what to pick and choose from. So one of the benefits with the 401k is that the match, I don't know if, did he say his company match?
No.
If they don't match, then you can always put money into an IRA, right? So if you qualify under the income limits. So
take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
IRA, now you can really do whatever you want. Now, the thing with the IRA is you can do less, because the IRA, the max that you can put in is $6,000, and the 401k, the most you can put in is $19,000. So you're going to be putting in less money, but most people probably don't put that much. Most people are not maxing out their 401k. They're not putting $19,000 into their 401k. So the IRA, if you have a Roth IRA, let's say, now you can actually, if you whatever you want to do, you want to buy Apple, you want to buy Tesla, you want to buy whatever. The benefit of the Roth IRA is that it's not going to be taxed when you take the money out down the line. So you're not getting the same tax benefit up front. Like with the 401k, it lowers your taxable income. So if you make $100,000 and you put $5,000 into the 401k, you're now taxed on $95,000. So obviously you pay less money in taxes today. With the Roth, if you make $100,000, you put $5,000 and you're still taxed on $100,000. But when you take the money out on the back end with the Roth, it's 100% tax-free. Meaning, if you have $1 million in your 401k and you retire, and let's say you live in New York, you pay state income tax and you pay the federal tax. So let's say you took out the whole $1 million at one time, that puts you in the highest federal tax bracket and you pay state tax. You end up paying 45% of the money in taxes. So you'll be paying $450,000 in taxes. If you had $1 million in a Roth IRA and you took out $1 million all at once, you would get $1 million. So it's all about strategy. I think that you can do both. If the company is matching, I always say at least contribute up to the company match. That's just my own personal opinion, because that's free money. No matter how much fees you're getting taken, it's still not going to equal out the dollar for dollar match that they give you. Like, they're literally giving you money to put money in. But if the company is not matching, then yeah, you can look at alternatives. You can look at an IRA if you qualify, and you can look at a Roth IRA. Those are pretty much the two easiest routes as far as your retirement is concerned. And you can do both. You can put some money into the 401k and you can have money on the IRA as well. So
that's a whole lot of game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hope I answered your question.
And automation we talked about last week through Vanguard, it's really easy to set up. So if you need to automate through there, you can set that up tonight or tomorrow and start indexing there as well. I hope that helps. If not,
that's a whole lot of game. This Saturday, right?
Saturday. Oh yeah, Saturday. I'm doing my financial planning call for EYL University, and that's kind of the stuff that we go over in the financial planning call. So that'll be 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. Speaking of margin call, that was actually one of the movies we watched for our book.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
So shout out to everybody that was at, and Money Master the Game is our next book. So shout out to everybody that's been reading it or has purchased it or used the PDF that's in the investment group to read, because that's where we're going next. Let's see who we got.
Square. Somebody just told me Square brought 50 million.
50 million?
50 million bitcoins today. Shout out to Jamal.
He 50 gave million us worth of Bitcoin?
50 million. $50 million worth. $50 million worth of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's actually 11,500. It's crazy. I got the notification on my phone. It's like Bitcoin's up 5%.
I still watch it.
So Bitcoin is on the rise again. That's interesting though. As Square purchases $50 million worth of Bitcoin. It's interesting.
Definitely something to pay attention to. I was actually looking at my account, man.
Cash App. You can use Bitcoin on Cash App. You can trade Bitcoin. And Square obviously owns Cash App.
Yeah, who's that? 13,010
Christina, you've been unmuted. What's up?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great.
Good. How are you?
I am okay. I can't complain at all. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. I've been on before, and I have to say it again. You guys are amazing individuals, and your energy is just unmatched. So no problem at all. It's the honest to God truth. So my question can kind of go towards all of you. You probably all can weigh in on this. Trading has been my passion since I was a kid. It's just that I feel like I've always had a problem with trying to figure it out and do it in the best way. But my question is, when you want to make trading, like, I really want to do it like as a side hustle and transition into it full time. However, I'm just curious if it's a realistic aspiration because of, you know, I have very limited capital. So it's not like I can, you know, just dive in and play around. I do a lot of demo trades and all of that, but I still can't get that like confidence. So I was curious, is that something that you think is a realistic aspiration, or is it something that will take far more time than I'm thinking? I'm thinking like, you know, I've been working on it for about a year and a half consistently. And I'm just like, when is my breakthrough going to happen? When am I actually going to be profitable?
Okay. A couple questions. Are you in a free futures program that's coming out?
I am.
Okay. What do you trade?
So right now I just do stocks and indexes. Okay. But that's pretty much it.
What's your stop loss when you trade?
So my stop loss is I keep it at less than 5% currently because I did mess up and not keep a stop loss. And I lost probably, I want to say, like 30% of my account.
Okay. And what's your target?
My target was terrible until I heard today. I did like a 1-to-3 risk to reward ratio. But obviously, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. So
you don't have to
quickly
be.
Altered that.
Yeah, you don't have to be. Okay. And then how many trades are you taking per month?
Per month? I'd say I only take, and to be honest, I only take about 3 trades, and that's because my confidence is shot.
Okay. I would do a high risk to reward. And then one big thing, well, so a book recommendations I've been recommending like crazy, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. So the confidence part is going to come from knowing what the outcome is going to be. But if you ever overtrade, change your plan, that's a good book that's going to help you. You have to get your risk to reward down though. That's probably the most important thing. And then knowing direction.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.